Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep into one of the most powerful little secrets in drum and bass production, stretching old school atmosphere so it becomes a living, breathing layer of motion, while the low end stays heavy, focused, and absolutely floor-shaking. This is not just about adding some haze over the top. We're talking about turning dusty pads, vinyl air, jungle ambience, reverse tails, chopped break fragments, and eerie one-shots into an arranged atmosphere that moves with the track. The goal is to make the space around the drums and bass feel alive, cinematic, and dangerous, without ever stealing the lane from the sub. Now, if you're working in Ableton Live 12, this is a perfect job for automation. Automation is what makes the atmosphere feel intentional. It lets the sound bloom, narrow, duck, swell, and vanish at exactly the right moment so it becomes part of the arrangement rather than just decoration. So let's build this properly. Start by choosing source material that already has character. The more imperfect, the better. A dusty pad chord, a filtered jungle loop, a vinyl crackle bed, a reverse piano tail, a mono atmospheric stab, or even a tonal fragment from an old break all work really well. You want something with texture baked in already. In old school DNB, clean ambient loops often feel too polite. We want grit, movement, and a little instability. Drag the audio into an audio track and loop a one bar or two bar section that has some harmonic movement in it. Then open the clip view and warp it with intention. If it's tonal, start with Complex Pro. If it's noisier and more textural, texture can be great. If it's more drum-derived and you want transient character, beats might be the move. For a lot of this lesson, Complex Pro is a strong starting point. Pay attention to the warp settings. You can shift the formants a little to change the emotional color, and you can adjust grain size to make the atmosphere smear more or less. If the material feels too rigid, that's exactly where the magic starts. We're not trying to preserve it perfectly. We're trying to stretch it into something new while keeping the original soul intact. Once the source is warped, build a dedicated atmosphere chain. This is important. Don't just leave the atmosphere floating around randomly in the arrangement. Treat it like a proper design lane. A very solid chain would be utility, auto filter, hybrid reverb, echo, saturator, and maybe grain delay or phaser flanger if you want extra motion. Start with utility and pull the gain down a little so you've got headroom. Then put auto filter after that and shape the tone. A low pass filter with the cutoff somewhere in the low mids or upper mids is usually a good place to begin. Next, hybrid reverb gives you that huge, cinematic wash, but keep the low end cut out of the reverb so you don't smear the kick and sub. After that, echo can add rhythmic depth and ghostly repeats. A touch of saturator before or after the time-based effects can add density and attitude. If you want even more movement, grain delay or phaser flanger can push the atmosphere into that cracked, unstable jungle zone. The big thing to understand here is that the atmosphere has a responsibility. It needs to feel large, but it must not clutter the low end. So we filter early, keep the sub frequencies out of the reverb, and leave the bass lane clean. Now let's make it breathe. Don't just loop the atmosphere flat across the whole track. Use warp markers and automation so it bends with the arrangement. If you're building an intro, let the atmosphere open slowly over 8 bars. Then, as the kick and snare pattern gets denser, pull it back a little. That contrast is what makes the drop feel bigger. You can automate a lot of useful things here: track volume, utility gain, filter cutoff, reverb wet level, echo feedback, even transpose if you've resampled the material. A really effective move is to automate the filter opening across a phrase so the atmosphere feels like it's rising toward a transition. Then, right before the drop, choke it back down and let the drums hit through the gap. That's a classic DNB trick, tension through absence. Sometimes the most powerful move is not adding more sound, but removing it at the exact moment the groove wants space. Once the atmosphere chain feels good, resample it. This is where the workflow gets seriously powerful. Route the processed atmosphere to a new audio track and record a 4-bar or 8-bar pass. This gives you a printed version of the sound with all the filter movement, reverb tails, echoes, and saturation baked in. And now you've got material you can actually chop, reverse, and repurpose. After resampling, drop that audio into simpler. In classic mode, you can play it like a stab or a hit. In slice mode, you can turn it into rhythmic chops. You can reverse specific hits, trim the richest tail sections, and build call and response atmosphere phrases that behave almost like percussion. This is a massive move in jungle and rollers, because now the atmosphere isn't just a background bed, it's part of the rhythm section. From here, automation becomes your main composition tool. Use the atmosphere to react to the bass line. If the base is busy, let the atmosphere retreat. If the base leaves gaps, let the atmosphere answer. That's where the arrangement starts feeling smart. For example, automate the reverb dry/wet higher in transitions and lower in dense drop sections. Automate filter cutoff so the sound opens over time. Automate echo feedback briefly for fills, then kill it before the next downbeat. Automate utility gain to make the atmosphere disappear during the heaviest moments, then return during breakdowns. The key is phrase-based movement. In drum and bass, you want your changes to land on 2-bar, 4-bar, 8-bar, or 16-bar structure. That's where the listener feels the track evolving without it sounding random. Another really important point: keep the low end clean. Put EQ8 after your effects and high pass the atmosphere aggressively enough that it doesn't fight the kick or sub. If the source is thick, you may need to cut the low mids too, especially in the 250 to 450 Hz range, where mud loves to live. If there's harshness, make a gentle cut higher up. The atmosphere should live mostly in the upper mids and top end smear, leaving the foundation to the bass and drums. Also, check the stereo image. Wide atmospheres are amazing for intros and breakdowns, but in a drop, too much width can weaken the center. Use utility to narrow the image when the track gets dense. Sometimes collapsing the atmosphere closer to mono makes the whole drop hit harder because the kick and sub get more space to speak. If you want extra movement without overlayering, use modulation creatively. A slow auto-filter LFO can give you a long evolving arc, while a faster 1-bar or 2-bar automation move on something like resonance, delay feedback, or width can add smaller bursts of interest. That dual speed idea is huge. One slow shape for emotional movement, one faster shape for punctuation. You can also use momentary automation moves. Just one beat of extra feedback, half a bar of width collapse, a single bar of filter opening before the snare fill. Those tiny gestures often feel more expensive than constantly animated sound. If you want to get darker and heavier, try a subtle saturator with soft clip on before the reverb. Just a few dB of drive can make dusty textures feel bigger and more expensive. For a more eerie or metallic flavor, corpus can be really interesting on a tonal atmosphere or a resampled tail. Keep it subtle, tune it musically, and let it reinforce the track's root or fifth rather than overpowering the sound. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the atmosphere really earns its place. Think in phases. In the intro, let it be wide and foggy. In the build, narrow it and raise tension. In the drop, keep it sparse, controlled, and sidechained if needed. In the breakdown, expand it again and let the tails breathe. That four-phase arc makes the track feel composed, not just looped. A powerful technique here is the reset bar. One bar before a new section, strip the atmosphere down hard. Then bring the new section in with a cleaner, more dramatic impact. That vacuum before impact is gold in darker DNB. And don't forget to audition everything in context. Solo is useful for sound design, but arrangement is where the truth shows up. Listen to the intro, the first drop, and the breakdown together. Ask yourself, is the atmosphere masking the snare? Is it weakening the kick? Is the stereo width helping the groove or washing it out? Does the low end still feel solid in mono? If the answer is no, simplify. That's the real advanced mindset here. You're not trying to make the atmosphere as complex as possible. You're trying to make it serve the track as intelligently as possible. So, to recap the core workflow, choose a source with character, warp it with intent, build a dedicated effects chain, automate it in phrase-based movements, resample the best moments, and then chop that resample into playable material. Keep the sub lane clean. Use width and reverb sparingly in the drop. Let the atmosphere react to the bass line and the drums. And always remember that in DNB, space is part of the groove. If you want to push this further, try printing three versions of the same atmosphere, one fairly dry, one medium wet, and one heavily processed. That gives you fast options during arrangement without rebuilding the chain every time. You can also use separate layers for different jobs, one layer for width, one for motion, one for punctuation. Even if they all come from the same source, splitting responsibilities makes the automation clearer and the arrangement stronger. Here is your practice challenge. Take one dusty pad, vinyl texture, or jungle ambience clip, warp it, process it with the atmosphere chain, and build a 16-bar loop at around 170 to 174 BPM. Automate the filter from dark to open across 8 bars. Bring the reverb up in the intro and breakdown. Pull the atmosphere down during the drop. Then resample 4 bars. Slice it into simpler and create at least 3 atmosphere hits or swells to place around a kick, snare, and bass loop. If you can make the atmosphere feel like it belongs to the groove, not like a separate layer sitting on top, then you've nailed it. And that's the whole point. Stretch old-school atmosphere, automate it like a living part of the arrangement, and let it work with the drums and bass to make the track feel huge, dark, and unforgettable.